Okay, Shalom Rabbosei, today's daf is Pesachim daf Lamed Gimel. We are here on Lamed Beis, Mem Beis, about 10-12 lines up from the bottom, after of Papa Hadar Bey. And basically what we've been discussing is, if you look at the top two dots on Lamed Beis, Mem Beis, we had a Machlokes, right? Tanur Rabbanan, Ochel, Kezayis, Truma, Mishalim, Karen, Vchomish, Abashalom, or Achi Yehebo, Shave, Pruta. The question is, if a person, a Yisrael, eats Truma, Bishogeg, he is obviously chayev to pay the value of the truma that he ate, and a chomesh, one-fifth, which we explained in the vernacular, is 25%, really, and nowadays it's called one-fourth. Question is, what is the minimum shear of truma that he needs to eat to be chayev for that? So the Tanakhama says you need to eat at least a kezayis, and Abashal says it needs to be at least a sheva pruta. And Rav Papa had said that actually Abashal's shita is both, that it needs to be both a kezayis and a sheva pruta. And now the Gemara is going to say that we disproved Rav Papa from a brisa, and now the Gemara is going to say that Rav Papa actually himself took it back. We're going to have a whole long discussion, and Rav Papa's question, or resolution rather, at the end of this whole discussion is going to show us that Rav Papa himself took it back, and he holds that Abashal only holds that it needs to be sheva pruta and not that it needs to be kezayis. So here, let's see. Avafra of Papa Hadar Bey, Papa even himself, he took back this statement. The Tanya Lagulan de Braisa, Vachat Abishkaga, by a korban, by someone who commits Me'ilah. Me'ilah is partaking of Kachem Bishogeg. Again, as the Pasuk says, right, he sent Bishogeg. So that's the Gemara learns, Prat Lamezi. That excludes someone who used Kachem or partook of Kodesh. Items, something belonging to the Beis HaMikdash, etc., on purpose. And if he did it on purpose, then he doesn't bring a korban. If he does a bishogeg, then he does bring a korban asham. So the Gemara says, "Valu dinu." Well, what do you need a pasuk to teach me this? Isn't it logical? Umashar mitzvah shechi behem kares, right? By other mitzvos, right, that are chayev kares, right? Poter behen es hamezid. You're poter for bringing korban chatas for if you do that. Avera b'mezid, right? I mean, again, the whole concept of bringing a korban chatas is if you do an avera, which is b'mezid, that if you do a b'mezid, you get kares. If you do that avera b'shogeg, then you bring a korban chatas. So just like all the other isurim, that if you would have done b'mezid, you get kares, and you don't bring a korban. So me'ila she'in ba kares. So certainly me'ila that does not have kares, right? But again, if the punishment for doing me'ila on purpose, which is the aver is not me'ila, but it's partaking of kachim, of kodesh, taking from hektesh on purpose, that is chayav misa b'dei shamayim. So if you do that on purpose, right, misa b'dei shamayim is less serious than kares. So ain't no din shapater is amazing. So certainly you should be pater from bringing a korban, right? If by a case where you have kares, which is much more chashuv and chamur, you don't have to bring a korban. So certainly if by a case in Isser where you get misa b'dei shamayim, like this case, the case of me'ila on purpose, which is partaking of hektish. So then you should not have to bring a korban as well. So Gemara says, lo, imam marta, meaning no, what do you mean? You do need the pasuk, because imam marta b'shar mitzvah shekein lo chayev behem misa tomar b'mi'ila shechayev b'hamisa. So no, mi'ila is much more serious than the other cases, these examples of kares, because by mi'ila you get misa b'dei shamayim, in the other cases you get kares. Didn't we just say that kares is worse than misa v'di shemayim? So the Gemara will ask that in a second. Therefore, tam alo, rabbi shkaga, prat lameza. Therefore, you do need the pasuk to teach me that if someone does mi'ila on purpose, he does not bring a korban. The Gemara says right away, Amar le Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak le Rav Chiya bar Ovin, hay tana me'ikara alima la kares, l'basof alima la misa. Originally, right, the whole logic was that kares is alima, is stronger than misa, right, misa v'di shemayim, and then we did the reverse. So v'amar la, and it was said, v'hachikamar, this is what he meant to say. Not that, lo, im amarta b'shar mitzvah, shekein lo chiyah b'hem misa v'pakas m'gezayis. Tomar b'bim ila shechayah b'hem misa v'pakas m'gezayis. He wasn't saying that the comparison that misa and kares is worse, that no, by mi'ila, there's something that's stronger here, because you're going to be chayah misa b'di shemayim, even if you do less than a kezayis. right? As opposed to other mitzvos where the shir is a kezias. So me'ila is more machmir in certain sense than other isurim. Therefore, you could not have learned it logically from isurim with kares, because is an added chumrah here by me'ila that you get misa d'shamayim even if it's less than a kezias. V'amarlene, he said back to him, and who's the conversation between? It's between Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak and Rabbi Chiya Bar Avi, and he said back, so tzanuach datcha she'hinachtas daiti. So he said, oh, shkoich. I guess it's Rav Nachman said back to Rabbi Chiya, right, shkoich, that's a good answer. V'amarlene, but then Rabbi Chiya said back to him, my nechusa, well, it's not a great answer. Really, my answer is not actually a great answer, right? Because the Rav of Sheshes, shodabei nagra, because the nagra is an axe, meaning it's a phrase, meaning they threw an axe into this answer, meaning they messed me over. Because man shmasla, they asked a good kasha. Their question was, man shmasla da amar hezid b'me'ila b'misa. Who says that you get misa de shemayim for doing me'ila on purpose? Right? That's Rebbe. Right, that's Rebbe Shita, right? Again, this is a machlokas. The Tanya is redundant. Right, it's a hezid b'me'ila. If you did, benefited from hektish on purpose, so then Rebbe Orem b'misa, v'chachamim Orem b'azhara. Right, Rebbe says you're chayav misa b'deshamayim, but the chachamim say that no, it's only nisr lav. It's only you only get malchus. Right, and my time with the Rebbe, what's Rebbe's logic? So he says, I'm Rebbe Avo, gomar chait mitruma. He learns Gzer Shava, that it mentions the word chait both by Me'ila, B'mezen, and by Truma. And my Truma B'misa, af Me'ila B'misa. And just like Truma gets Misa B'deshamayim, so too by Me'ila. Umina, and since you're connecting Truma and Me'ila, so my Truma B'kezayis, af Me'ila B'kezayis. So Rebbe also learns that just like Truma, to violate Truma, it needs to be Bekezayis, so too Me'ila is Bekezayis. So yes, that was a great answer, that Me'ila is more machmer, that more chomer, that you can get punished with less than a Kezayis, but that's not, according to the Ma'an Damur, who says you get Misa v'deshamayim, you need to have at least a Kezayis. So it's not a good question, it's not a good answer. And then, Umaskev Lev Papa, and this is exactly our point, Lev Papa asked us against Rabban Rav Sheshes, remind you, Rabbi Kerevon Tzriyele, how do you know that Rebbe holds like the Rabbanon? Dilma ker Abba Shol Svirlei. Maybe he holds like Abba Shol, who we mentioned at the beginning of today's year. The Amar Yesh Ba Shavapruta Afagav the less by Kezayis. That if it's Shavapruta but less than a Kezayis, you're still Chayav for Truma. Maybe Rebbe holds like that, and then your whole answer is not messed up. And Vahar Rav Papa Hu Da Amar Abba Shol Tardi Boy. But Rav Papa is the one who said that Abba Shol needs both. So therefore, that's how we know that Rav Papa actually took it back, and Abba Shol does not say both. That really, he said, right again, says very clearly that Abba Shol holds that if it's less than Shavapruta, then you violate the Isser of Truma, even if it's less than a Kezayis. Okay. Now, there are two other ways to answer up this Kasha. The Kasha, right, that Nachum Bar Yitzchak asked, right, again, meaning that originally, right, we said that Kares was more machmir than Misa v'deshamayim, and then we said Misa is more machmir than Kares. So the first way we tried to answer is that, no, I was talking about that Mila has an extra chumrah, that it's Pachos Mikazayas. And then we hold the whole give and take. Now we have two other answers. Mar Bray the Rav, that's Ravina? Or Ravana? I'm not sure. Okay, I didn't realize that in the first reading. Okay, either way, Ravana, I guess. Mar Bray the Ravana Amar. Okay, come on. This is what it means to say. That lo im amar de b'shar mitzvos shelo asa behen she miskavin ke miskavin. That by the case of other mitzvos, other averos, that if someone does it without kavana, right, darshenu miskavin, it's not like you did it be kavana. Meaning, darshenu miskavin is mutter or putter, right? You're not going to be chayiv if you didn't intend to do the avera. For example, shem miskavin lachtoch esatalosh v'chatoch esamachubar. If you had intention to cut something that was detached on Shabbos, but you ended up cutting something that was attached to the ground on Shabbos, right? Normally, cutting something that's attached to the ground is melachah of kotzer, but you're going to be potter, right? You're going to be potter in that case, because you didn't have kavanah to do that. But by me'ila, right? Talking about me'ila, shem iskamim lehischamim begize hulin, v'nischamim begize ola shemal. But me'ila does not have that. And if you buy, again, the whole point of me'ila is that you did a b'shogeg, right? So if you intended to warm yourself with gize, with wool that was hulin, that was normal, right? Not kodesh wool, and you end up using kudshim wool, hekdesh wool, so then you're chai from mi'ila. So that's how mi'ila is more stringent than other areas, so you can't learn a kavachomer from other yisurim. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says, and this again, this is his kasha, so this is his answer. This is what it means to say. That there's a different difference by Me'ila. That by most other Yisurim, that if you are Misasik, which means you are doing something else, right? Lasuk b'divrei Torah, to delve and involve ourselves in doing Torah. So Misasik means you're involved in something else, and then you violate the Yisur. How? How so? Let's say you intended to pick up, I don't know, a cucumber off the ground, right? That was detached from the ground, right? Instead of cucumbers lying there on the floor, and you wanted to pick up the talush, right? Pick up something that was detached. And for whatever reason, you're holding a knife in your hand, and you bend down to pick up the cucumber, and you cut a tomato stalk, right? A plant, right? That was attached. In that case, you're going to be potter because you're not even, forget intending to do it, right? Forget Darshan Miskavin, okay, you have Machogas, Rishon, Rabbi Huda. Here, forget that, right? Here, you're Misasik. You're not even doing that activity. You just happen to have done it accidentally. Well, you were trying to do something else. So that in case you're going to be potter, but by Me'ila, it's not true. And in the case of Me'ila, it's not true that Misasik is potter. That if you stick your hand into a kli to pick something up and accidentally you anoint yourself with shemen of Hekdesh, so then that's going to be Me'ila. So you see that Me'ila is more machmer than other Yisurim, therefore you can't learn the Kal V'Chomer. Okay. Fine. Now, let's go back to something we had said yesterday. Amar Mar, Baben Tvarim Amurim. When, again, we had said that, you know, Truma, if Truma is, right, again, where is it over here? Which price is this? Let's just, right, Lama Beis Amat Aleph, right, I was on Lama Beis. Where is that? Where is that price? Right, we if you by the two dots. Tanan ha'ochel chumas chometz bePesach b'shogeg mishalim kerem v'chomesh. If someone eats chometz, that is truma on Pesach. So we had said b'med v'ar memurim. We had said that is only if it became truma beforehand. Meaning, if you separated the truma before Pesach, but if you didn't, if you separated the truma on Pesach, so then it doesn't become truma b'chal. It's not considered separated. Designated as truma. So that's what we're quoting right now. Amar Mar. B'man Dvar Memurim, when do we say that you can have such a concept of chametz that is truma? B'mafresh truma ve'ech mitzvah. That you separated truma and it became chametz. Al hifresh chametz truma, but if you separated chametz as truma on Pesach, so then divrei kol eino kedusha, that is no good. And when we say divrei akol, that's everybody. That's if Rashi points out, even according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, who said that chametz is mutter behana. Even according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, this chametz that you have separated to be truma is not going to be considered truma. So the Gemara says, "Manan immediately." How do you know this? Right? It can't be because chametz is not, it's not worth anything. Because this is even according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, who says that chametz is mutar b'hana. So where do you get this from? What is this based on? So Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Amar Kral the Pasuk says, "Titein lo." Right, velo laoro, that you have to be able to give the truma to the kohen, right? But not laoro to his light, but to burn it. Meaning, when you give the truma to the kohen, he has to be able to use it or consume it or whatever. But if the second the kohen gets this chametz, he's gonna have to burn it because it's chametz. So that's no good. That's not legit truma. Moser Rav Huna Breder Rav Yeshua asks the following question. And the Mishnah says, "In tormen min atzmeya l'tahora, v'im taram b'shogeg trumaser truma." The person really shouldn't, if you have two, you know, if you have produce that's both tamei and tahor, you shouldn't separate the tamei stuff and make that truma. Right, again, that's not lechachila, that's not appropriate, right? You shouldn't give it to the kohen. Because again, he's basically not able to use that, he has to only burn it. Rashi says over here, because it's not right, shemafsi is a kohen, you're causing him to lose money. Because basically you should have given him stuff that he can eat, and now you can only give him stuff that he has to burn, right? Truma tamei, you have to burn. So it's basically the equivalent of giving him food versus giving him firewood. So it's not appropriate. But truma so truma. But if you did a b'shogeg, so then it works. So Gomer says, one second. If you can't, if if you have a drush over here, if titein lo v'lelo oro, that you have to, the kohen has to be able to, has to be able to consume the truma when you give it to him, and not having a chiv to burn it. So why is it work? Right, v'amai lema lo v'lelo oro. Why we should have this drush that say that should say that truma tmeya, separating truma tmeya, does not work. The question is, lokasha hasam ha'isa lokashas kosher, ha'chalo ha'isa lokashas kosher. No, the question, because over there, by the case where you separated tamei truma, at the time when it became chayiv in truma, it was not tamei, meaning it had lokashas kosher. It had a moment in which it was roy, it was appropriate, it was able to be eaten and consumed. So here, but here, over here, when you're separating it as chametz, there's no moment in time when the truma was able to be consumed, right? It was always had to be burned. So in that case, it's not going to work. The Gemara says, "Well, one second. The lo ha'isa lo shas kosher hechidami. Well, what's the case exactly when it was never shayach, right? It was never kosher for the kohen to eat, right? It must be going to achnitz b'mechubar, right? It must be that it became chametz when it was still attached to the ground, right? Because again, you can't take truma when it's attached to the ground, right? You're not allowed to. I mean, you're not supposed to." You have to take it only after it's been detached, right? So it must be that it was chametz when it was attached, and therefore when it was reaped, it was already chametz. Aval achmetz betalush hachanami dekacha. But if you tell me that you reaped the chametz, and then it became roy, right? It was fit to become truma, and so and then you it became chametz, and then you designated it as truma. So then it had shas kosher. So is that really what's going on over here? So that's a very strange case. So Amar Lai said to him, yeah, in. Yeah, it sure is. Right, that's what it's talking about. Kegazaris irin pisgamo uvmanan kadishin she'elasa. That's a pasuk from Daniel. So it's a Menachem Yitzchak quotes a pasuk from Daniel, basically that Rashi says that the angels decided that this is correct, and meaning he's just quoting that to back him up. It's not what the pasuk is talking about. That pasuk is in reference to the dream. Nebuchadnezzar's dream, right? The angel said that this is from Shemayim. So basically, he's just quoting that pasuk to back himself up, right? Like in a cute way. And then he said, "V'chein morim ben majosha kavasi," and certainly, and that's how they pasuk. Like I'm telling you that this Bryce is talking about when the chametz, when the grain became chametz while it was still attached. Kiasar Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua. So when he came to Bavel, then Amar he said Amar Kra. The pasuk says no Rashis. Meaning it has to be the truma is the rachis, i.e. the first of the grain, shesheira nikarin the yisra, that the rest of it can be similar, not similar, but nikarin means recognizable to a Jew, to a regular yisra, meaning it has to be separate, whereas the food that you take from it has to be mutter to the yisra. Right, again, truma is also to Yisrael. So when you separate truma, so he learns that the truma now has to allow the other food you've just taken from it to become mutter to Yisrael. Yatzdazu she'in she'arei nikarin. But this doesn't work because why? What's happening? Because there were chametz, right? It was aser before truma was taken. It was mutter after truma was taken. So that's the pasuk that actually teaches me that you're not allowed to take chametz as truma because the remnants from the truma, right? If you take 2%, so the other 98% of the produce has to then become mutter. And here in the case when it's chametz, it is not. Okay, fine. Yosef Ravacha bar Avia. Kamedir of Chista, sitting for Rav Chista, Yosef, Amar Mishmeid, Rav Yochanan, you say in the name of Rav Yochanan, Anavim Shinitmu, if you have grapes that became Tamei, Dorchan Pachos Pachos Mikabeta, Vienam Kasher Lenesachim, you can squeeze them a little bit less, right, less than a Kabeta at a time, and then the wine is good to use on the Mizbeach, to pour as an Esachim, right, meaning it's Tahor. Right, even though the grapes are tamei, right? We know that the food that is less than a kabeitza, an amount of a kabeitza, is not metame, right? Does not become is not metame things. So, so therefore, if you have, again, you squeeze right, less than a kabeitza of the grapes at a time, and then the liquid that comes out, right? Again, then therefore the grapes themselves cannot be metame. So therefore, the liquid that comes out of them cannot become tame, right? Because the grapes are not going to make them tame because it's less than the proper shear. And then the wine that you get as a result is good to go. So Alma Kassavra, apparently, what do you see, right? From the fact that you're telling me that the grapes do not contaminate, are not metame the wine or the grape juice that comes out of them, right? That seemingly implies that the juice according to Rabbi Yochanan, is not a part of the grape, because if the grape is tames and you hold the juice as part of the grape, so then the grape is the grape juice is obviously tame as well. So this is a machlokes, as we're going to quote, is a machlokes, I guess famously known in Ksubis, at the beginning of Maseches Ksubis, in terms of how a woman's hymenal blood is stored, whether it's part of her body or it's outside, and the subsequent halachos in terms of bila rishon on Shabbos, etc., etc. All right, Ayin Sham, we'll get there in a couple of years, but mitzvah. But here, the Gemara says al makasover mashkin mifkad pocket. Apparently, Rabbi Yochanan or Pekide, Rabbi Yochanan holds that the liquid, the juice inside of the grapes, means it's contained inside of it. That it's like there's a grape. And then there's a little compartment inside for the liquid, right, for the juice. And therefore, the juice is not part of the grape itself. Right? Because la'im is kame tame, because one of the juice theoretically become tame, the chisachet, when it becomes squeezed. And then the chisachet, less in the shire. But when they're squeezed, so then again, since you took less than a kabeta of grapes, so then there isn't enough of a shear to make anything else tame. So that's why the wine checks out. If that's true, though, the Gemara says, kabeta nami. So therefore, why can't you use a kabeta? Right, the Bryce said you need to use less than a kabeza. Well, if you use a kabeza and you squeeze the juice out, so then the grapes are automatically less than a kabeza. That's not like we know the Mishnah. Tommy Mace, just suck at Zayt's event of him. If a person is Tommy Mace and he's squeezing olives or grapes, so kabeza and the chuvenes tahorin. If he squeezes exactly the amount of a kabeza, so then everything is tahor. Right, again, because you see that the grapes and the olives become a little bit less when the liquid comes out. Gemara says, "Ha, some diavad." Yeah, okay. There is a case of b'diavad. But ha, kalechachila. Here, that's the best way to do it. Why? Because gzera dilma asu lemevad yoser mikabetza. Because we want to make sure that you don't do just like 1.1 kabetzas. In that case, you're going to be matami everything. So we tell you to use less than a kabetza. So that way, if you have a little bit of leeway in terms of the shear. Amar le Rav Chista, man taislam Rabbi Yochanan Rabcha. Who's listening to this? This is really Rabbi Yochanan. Who's listening to this in Rabbi Yochanan? Where's the tumah going? Wait, what do you mean? The grapes are tummy. You squeeze the juice, comes out, juice is tahar. What does that mean? Where's the tumah gone? I.e., in other words, alma kasavar mashkin mivavli. Right? That Rav Chista holds that the liquid is literally absorbed, is inside the fruit itself. It's a part of the fruit. Right? Certainly, when the grapes become tame, the liquid becomes tame as well. I think if we polled most of us, I think all of us, not all of us, but many of us, would certainly logically think that, if the grapes become tame, so then the grape juice inside of it also becomes tame. Okay, so that's where Christus said back then. So Amalei, so Rav Acha said back to Rav Chista, "Vital tisvah the mashka mifka b'kili." Really, you don't hold that the liquid of juice, right? Again, the juice inside of a fruit is on its kind of like in its own bubble in there and not part of the fruit. But it's not within the Mishnah. Tami meis shesach as yisim ha'anav. Again, this Mishnah we just quoted. If you have someone who's tami meis, so he squeezes olives and grapes, mechuvenes kabeitzah tahorin, and he squeezes the exactly amount of a kabeitzah, and then all the juice is tohar, because right when you squeeze it, it's slightly less than a kabeitzah, and it's not metame. So yeah, amis mishlam mifka b'kidei mishum achitohar, and if you tell me that the liquid is contained inside of the fruit, but is not actually part of the fruit, so that makes sense. Eli amris mivla bli amai tohorin, but if you tell me that it's just a part of the fruit, so then why in the world would this juice be tohar, right, if you're squeezing less than a kabeitzah? So malayis Rav Chista said to him, how come I ask you, what's that case? That case is banavim shol hokshru. That case is where grapes did not become hokshru, the kabel tuma, right, before they were squeezed, right? So then, meaning that again, as we pointed out, food has to be pointed out previously that food has to become wet and by some sort of the liquids yad shavadam in order to be mekabel tuma. So here the case is that the grapes were totally clean, totally dry. They were not machshir to become mekabel tuma, and then from emach machshiri, when do they become able to be mekabel tuma? So the chisacha dehu, when they squeeze them, right? Again, the grape juice, right? And grape juice is going to make them what's it called mekabel tuma. Yad shach adam, is that one of them? Yayin, oh yeah, okay, first one. Sometimes you don't think before you speak. Baruch Hashem. Anyway, so grape juice is one of the liquids that will be makshir, food to become tame. So therefore, when are the foods becoming When you squeeze them, and then and then since you used exactly a kavetza when you squeeze out the liquid, so now the grapes are less than a kavetza, and then they can no longer become a mekabel tuma. Because if that's not what's going on over here, haditanya, this price that we said halamaza doma, what is this similar to? Again, what did we say before? Right, we said by the truma. By the Chometz Truma case, what did we say? We said it's similar to the case of the Trumas Tutim Vanavim Shenitmo, the case of fruit of berries and grapes that became Tameh, Sheinlo Ba Lo Heter Achilov Letter Asaka. Right, again, we said that there was no value to this Truma. You couldn't burn it, use it as fuel. And we said it's a case where it was like fruit or berries or grapes or whatever. So here you're telling me that there's no way, right, you can, what did this Brisa say? That you can't use this grapes that were tame, right? Again, that was the example, right? Tutim ve'anovim and grapes, right? Ha'heter achila nami yispei. But once again, but according to this logic, if you tell the Kohen could eat the fruit, right? The iboy dorechbu pavas pavas mikabetsa, right? He has this logic, right? He has this mechanism where he could have taken these tame grapes of truma and squeezed them, right? Again, less than a kabetsa at a time, and get the juice. So you could tell me that those items, the tutim and the anovim, are not totally useless and not totally worthless. Right, the Bryce said there's no way to eat them. So how else would it must be that this is exactly the point that since they're not roy to become a kabel tuma, when they're mukshar to become a kabel tuma, they're less than a kabetza, and therefore they don't become tummy. So Amar Rava says gzeir zilma asi buhu lidei takalas. Gemara says no. Rava says no. That according to Rabbi Yochanan, that in a chinami, that it's not because the reason the Kohen can't drink the juice over here, it's not because it's tummy. But because there's a gzeira here, because if you squeeze a tamei truma, right, then you may come to eat it. Meaning, when you're squeezing them, right, you may come to eat some of them. Zamar Leibai, if I said to Rava, what are you talking about? Nichashina the takala? Are we really concerned about someone who's going to get messed over, right? Someone's going to be doing action A, i.e. squeezing out these fruits. You may come to eat them while you're doing that. You're allowed to burn, you're allowed to use as fuel bread and oil of truma that became tame. We don't say, oh, maybe they'll come and eat the truma or eat the bread, the oil, etc. Right? So you're allowed to burn it, so you don't say that we're concerned about takala. Amalei. So pas zorikli bina itzim. And shamashal truma rami lay biklimos. The case is no. The reason you're not concerned about the takala, according to Rava, is that there, in that case, you threw the bread into the coals, or you poured the oil into a disgusting pot, a disgusting kli, and that's why we're not concerned that you may come to eat it. But otherwise, in the other cases, by fruit, when you're squeezing fruits, right? So that's perfectly edible fruit, so then we are concerned that you may come to pop one of those grapes in your mouth. Okay, Shkoya Kol Rabosai, we'll go Vayter on the Heilige Shas tomorrow on the fast day of Sarah B'Teves. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.